Blog Talk Radio.
We want to make sure that we Now, you know, the African is doing quite well these days when they do for self, self-preservation and self-reliance. And that's what they're doing down at Savior's Day. They are marketing their own wares and their own goods. And they've come from the east and the west and the north and the south. And Oye blew them in from all over to bring their goods and their services and trade amongst themselves and barter as well as sell. Now, if you are interested in finding some of the finest shea butter and some of the best black soap, you ought to get on down to Savior's Day, ladies and gentlemen, right there in Chicago, downtown Chicago at the Stevens, well, actually out near the airport at the Stevenson Center. You can go there and have your car park valet and purchase at the same time and go and bring your family. This is a family event. I was there yesterday, and boy, did I enjoy the opportunity of being amongst my brothers and sisters from the east, from the west, and the north and the south. I'd like to tell you that there's going to be a speech on Sunday. You don't want to miss Farrakhan's speech. He is going to be speaking and addressing the nation, so you ought to be there. Why don't you go down there? Take your family down there. Do your shopping today. Go to workshops. I went to some great workshops, ladies and gentlemen. I was much informed, and I'm sure you will be too. Once again, this is the Care to Read Room. We are featured and underwritten by Project 2019. And the views of Project 2019 are not necessarily expressed on this show. These are the views of Omiinka. And they don't express necessarily Blog Talk's viewpoint either. However, we're going to be bringing it to you straight from the hip. And you know what we do in this room. We are conscious movement, and we talk to our families about becoming more conscious. And today's segment is focusing on, well, this whole week has been focusing on our youth. How do we pass the baton to our children? How do we keep them in line to become conscious people? Like some of us are followers of the Elijah Muhammad. Then there are some of us that are followers of the movement in areas such as Baha'i faith. There, we got people that are also followers of Black Yoruba groups. And these groups are all seeking higher consciousness. And ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter which religion you call yourself, just as long as you all are leveled at the cross and you all believe in all of the prophets. We acknowledge all of the prophets in this room, ladies and gentlemen. We're not partial, and we do not show biases to any particular prophet, because we know Oromola was our black prophet, and we must make sure that the nation knows and the world knows that we have a black prophet, Oromola. He sat at the right-hand side of God, and he shaped and he molded you and he created you. But God stopped to give you his essence. So you have the essence of God. Ye a little God, little children. Why don't you press God forward? Because the Godhead is growing up in you, and ultimately you are to look like a God. The little G with a big head, full of wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, our chat room is open. For those of you who would like to chat amongst yourself, go on out to the chat room. It is flashing right now, asking those youth to come in. Youth, that number is 646-478-0270. Once again, I indicated we did have a guest for you, and her name is Lorraine Thomas. She also has a counterpart, Mr. Tate, that will also be commenting and giving input. I am going to also tell you that Lorraine comes from Bloomington, Delaware. She also has been a native of New York. She has worked in many schools. She is one of the top persons in the Nation of Islam for women who are on the move. And because I know her as one of those indigenous women and a woman who is definitely working independently, pushing and encouraging other women to sell their wares and goods, this is the appropriate occasion to bring somebody on to talk to our youth. And ladies and gentlemen, before I forget, our feature book is The Miseducation of the Negroes. We've been discussing that book all month. And if you have your book, please, if you care to read, bring your book on out and discuss some of the chapters, because Lorraine is very proficient in various different schools of thought. So we're going to challenge her. She will be our in-house resident expert today on various different subjects. So please call in and acquaint yourself with the High Priestess of the Nation of Islam, Mrs. Lorraine Thomas. I give you Mrs. Lorraine Thomas, and we'll bring her right in the atmosphere. Hello, Mrs. Thomas. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you? Assalamu alaykum, everybody. Happy Savior's Day. It might be a little loud.
Well, alaykum salam, my sister.
Because we're right
and
down
here. And you're coming in loud and clear. Just speak a little louder, okay?
Okay. I just want to
all
thank
right.
you. High Priest, thank you. Assalamu alaykum. Thank her so much for her patience and her guidance and her spirit. And it's a pleasure and honor to be on this radio station today to allow the message to go out to our youth.
Thank you so much. Mrs. Thomas, I understand you have a counterpart with you, Mr. Tate. Is he still there with you?
Brother Tate is actually just got off the plane right now. He just flew in. Fortunately, we thank Allah that he is here. I'm getting ready to put him on as we speak. You can come on now. Please go, Brother.
Okay,
Tate.
Mrs. Thomas, before you do that, tell us a little bit about you and your work experience and the type of work you're doing right now and the movement. And
oh, yes,
also
sir.
Tell us, do pray tell, what is going on down there at Savior's Day?
Oh, praise be to Allah. Well, I just got off the plane, ma'am. First of all, I'd like to thank you all in Blog Radio and everybody for giving me this opportunity. This opportunity is not to be in vain. It's for my voice to be used by Allah to reach the mass of people to come closer to embracing God. And most of all, I can give you a little hope because I just come through the door off the plane. I tell you one thing, if you're a dead man walking outside, when you come in, you will resurrect yourself. Here at the
come on, alhamdulillah.
To Allah. And now, I'd like to give all to Allah, to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is my leader and my speaker, and to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Nasrullah Muhammad, and all those that are Muslims of the world. But one thing that I want to come into contact, I started in Chicago using hip hop back in 1990. And what happened was I discovered, not just in Chicago, but throughout the world, that there was not a Big Bird and Barney in the game. So I had to make a decision and a final call to either I was going to either play Big Bird and Barney working with church, or either I was going to take this thing serious. And so I rededicated myself coming out of gangster rap music and dedicated myself in a humanitarian way to help use rap music through literacy and reading. One reason is because I was a child that had speech impediment, and I suffered with it very daily. I couldn't hardly read, couldn't hardly write. The teachers told me that I wouldn't amount to nothing, It wasn't until I met the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that spoke about the story of Master Farah Muhammad as well. If you know about Moses, Moses had speech impediment as well in the Bible. So when I did
that's right.
When I did the comparison of each Prophet Muhammad story that our leader, Minister Farrakhan, spoke about, and I compared it up to Moses and how Aaron had to speak on his behalf, it engaged me to be able to see a better light than brought me. But what is the most
brother, may I insert something? You are speaking so etiquette and fluent. I know Allah must have touched your tongue because your voice is coming through elegantly and enunciation, and God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I know he has his hand in your life.
Yes, ma'am. All praise due to Allah. And ma'am, I want to thank you for the comment, but all praises go back to Allah. And anything that I'm doing, I take no glory, no fame. I want to thank you for coming to save this day as well. And I also want to engage a little more about why I became the hip-hop artist in literacy. One of them is because I was a music instructor. I'm not only a rap artist, but I play trombone. And so when I was a music instructor in Chicago Parkes for 10 years, it was there I discovered in 1989 and 90 that our children were having a problem on the standardized testing. I had the same deficiency, same problem when I was a child coming through the school system too. So when the children were coming over to the program, they began to hate the teachers and hate testing. So we used like the Fresh magazines, BET magazines, and books like that. Some of the children couldn't hardly read or write, but they was able enough to define and depict the pictures like I used to when I was a child. And so we took that and used that formality to be able to engage it, to get the children to be able to clarify by identifying the pictures and depicting and using the musical, like the minor scale, the dramatic scale, the major scale. And we was able enough to use it through an atonement and being able to get kids to identify, I mean children, to identify with themselves, to be able to come in, into the knowledge of self. So after I was able enough to go through that, I engaged a program called the Black Star Project, which was a program I utilized. The program, they were sending in guys talking about their career hobby, but I went in to talk about reading and literacy. And through that, I was in a class of children, and I was able to...
And, brother, I am familiar with the Black Stars. Is that out of Chicago?
Yes, ma'am. But the thing is...
I'm familiar with them. They have a mentor program, I understand, as well, right?
Ma'am?
They also have a mentor program where they people come in and volunteer as mentor teachers?
Yes, ma'am. But the unfortunate part, ma'am, it really didn't resurrect to do what it's supposed to do. And that's why to this day I was there. I was there in the Chicago Park District working on the Chicago Housing Authority, touring all the Chicago developments. I was in Addiction Correctional Facility when I met Jeff Ford and Larry Hoover through the Mama Houston program, which was Reverend St. Clair, when I was part of the Operation Push movement. That was before I came into the nation. And that was where I was able to identify and clarify to understand that when I push read, I was trying to get all the parents and people then, because Allah had showed me then, but I didn't have a lie in me. I just had a good side of me then. And I was given enough to see that our children was in major trouble. And I also saw where they were getting ready to set the schools up like a jail cell when they first initiative talked about the charter schools. The charter schools ain't nothing but another subliminal suggestion to start up the 400 or 500 companies to be able to engage and start up where they can get the truth removed out of the public school system instead of charter schools, because it's like a one-strike policy. Once a child messed up in those charter schools, I think it's 1990 now that I'm talking about, when he was initially putting the program together in Chicago, I was there at the table as a young brother watching and observing and paying attention and taking notes with my mind. And so when I saw
Let me ask you, brother Tate, now, I'm familiar with what you're saying, because it seems to be a game, because really in reality, those funds is what we need to watch, because when they leave the public schools, the funds go over into the charter school. And with that one strike policy, they mess up, they're gone, but they got their money. So they're gone with no education, and they're still holding their money. And the public school lose that fund. So when they come back with no money. They broke.
Well, let me tell you this. I was there when the AFSA program, the Title I program, came in. I observed it. I was able enough. That's why I've been pushing read for over 15 to 16 years. I just give you a little historical about how phenomenal my rap music as a father is. First of all, my firstborn child was inducted into the National Honor Society by the Nobel Peace Family. And then she went and Georgetown University, and she did her first anatomy there when she was a freshman in high school. My second daughter made it to the White House in 2006. Arne Duncan at that time, back in 1989 and 90, all the way up to 99, he was with a guy by the name of John Rogers Foundation that had the Aerial Capital Management. That foundation was a foundation that was, had a little name at the time, but at that time I was helping Reverend Jackson with the Gangsta Rap Summit behind the scenes.
And you know what? I want you to hold your point there. I want to insert some questions. Now, it seems like you and I are on the same path. I'm an educator. I just retired, and I do consulting work, and I work primarily with black males. And specifically, I just wrote a manuscript that's focusing in on observing our black males that are being diagnosed and mainstream for putting into pigeonholes and putting them medicated. So I'm very much into what you're talking about. I put Holly Weeks out of the choice program. And it's a little different because you can take your to private school, you just have to take them to charter school. And watch not building in the Midwest, but Milwaukee's teachers set up their own school. And we our school set up Carter G. Woodson, which is a feature program, the Missing Education.
Hello?
And we also made sure that we conscious and teaching our children consciousness to know. I'm going to ask you a question. Now, are you still in Illinois? Are you located now? And we're still. Mr. Tate? Yeah, I can hear you. I was asking you, where are you located? Are you back to Chicago?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm here in Chicago now. I just laid in with Sister Rain.
Is this your hometown where you do your work at here in Chicago, or are you from somewhere else?
Well, it was. I'm in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm in Wilmington, Delaware now, doing the climax up there because a lot in my mom's 35, where I represent hip hop now. There, yeah, matter of fact, I'm part of the Peacekeepers. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but Dennis Muhammad, hand spirit for the nation, but it's an organization made of a diversified of people from all around the world.
Now, brother, if you will pardon me, so that I want you to keep that note. Don't leave. Stay right there. I just want to get Sister Lorraine in for 1 second. Sister Lorraine, are you in the atmosphere? You're
hold
in the Care to Read room.
Hold on. We should have the tape on.
Yes.
Okay, Sister Lorraine, tell us a little bit about your movement and what you're doing with the MGI, or working with the Nation of Islam. What are some of the things you're doing with them? And please tell the audience your commitment to working with rehabilitating our black men.
Yes, my name is Sister Lorraine. I'm from Mosque number 35. I'm originally from New York City. But one of the things I am doing, I'm a motivational speaker. I speak with the youth and women to give them empowerment for being in domestic violence by cocaine, and also and to allow them to understand abortions with Maiafa. Maiafa in Swahili means genocide. You have no idea. If anybody wants to look at it, you can go on YouTube and go into Maiafa 21. With abortions.
Okay.
Abortions, they're allowing the black men to continue to be in the penitentiary. By the black woman, by now not having any will to have any children, there's no one to come out to stop the violence that was going on in our generation. But they would continue to keep us enslavement with under the fact of child support. So we have to kill that. We have to stand behind the black man, make sure that he's ahead of us. We don't want to leave him. We want to give him his role back as black woman.
Now, Mrs. Tate, what type of encouragement can you give the young youth today as to stepping up to the plate and being on the front line, and redirect them for me and tell them which wars they should be fighting and what they need to do to put on the full armor, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of peace, and clothing their shoes with the gospel of peace. Tell them where they should be directing this war to, because we are in a war. You know that, right?
Yes. The thing is, all I can do is to direct them and stop the violence and start loving on each other and not killing each other. I direct every young black man in their area, wherever location they are at, to visit their mosques or mosques that they're at and come and hear the teachings, the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who make men, who make men. Once they come under his teaching, they will be directed into a class called the FOI class. And they will be trained how to be men, how to take care of the black woman.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Now, when we were dead, we were dead in our spirit, and he found us, and he picked us up, and he saw us putrefied. I've seen Minister Farrakhan take dead, putrefied men and bring them into life. I know that he's capable of making men. That's why I will continue to support the Nation of Islam and all that they do, because they are keeping families together, and they are renewing marriages, and they are continuously building an army, which if you have a concept or belief, you must have an army to defend that concept, because it will be challenged. Am I telling the truth, Thomas?
So, she had to make a run real quick. Someone was calling
okay.
before.
All right. Well, we got Brother Tate. Brother Tate, tell me what's your first name again.
Yes, ma'am. It's talking about it like Malcolm X. It's Brother Tate X.
Tate X. Now, Brother
yes,
Tate, because we are reading room, we advocate literacy, early literacy, putting print into the home and reading. We have been featuring books in here and encouraging parents to buy literature. One of the books we're featuring this month is called The Miseducation of the Negro. Now that you are fluent and a reader, and your children are scholars, could you give us the formula for what it took to make those scholars in your home? You were just giving us those two.
You want them to say again? You want Brother Say?
Yes, I want him to give us a progress report on those children that he's been making into geniuses.
Okay, hold on. He's going to give you a progress report on the children. Okay, hold on, ma'am.
Okay. Now, Brother Tate has just named two children that he has made into geniuses. Now, you know how I feel in this room about making our children into geniuses. I do believe that every child has the capability of being a genius as long as the parents work with them. Brother Tate, are you in the atmosphere?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, ma'am. I'm back.
Well, you have the mic. Please tell us how you made those precious children into geniuses. And do you have any other children that you'd like to report on?
Oh, yes, ma'am. One of the things is once Allah can permission with phenomenal women like yourself and many others, because I know that women are nurturers. We're taught that in the Nation of Islam. You all give birth, and just having the voice over this airway and you are being a part of the system and part of the compromise, I salute you first and foremost, because I'm a man that...
Thank you.
With minority people.
Help the Allah. Thank you so much.
That I put together about Sarah Bartman, called My Mama Ain't No B-I-T-C-H, and it's a CD that we put together that's going to be coming out soon, and it's dedicated to all the women of the world, because I think that, and I don't mean to change the official script, but I'm just to the point, but Nicki Minaj thing and all of that, I think it's a disgrace on how that Rihanna thing went down, but I want to say this, I'm saying that to say this, to let you know how innovated and motivated I am to be in the last miss on your radio station. And
thank you so much. And I appreciate that, my brother, because I am a spoken word artist, and also I was overseas in Germany bringing the gospel, traditional gospel, but now I do a little blues and a little jazz as well. So I honor the lyrics. I honor the clean lyrics and the healthy lyrics. So I definitely appreciate you for that.
Well, yes, man, all praise is due to Allah, no glory go to me. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before the world so they see the works of God, but we say Allah, the Muslim, that they come to bear witness the works of Allah in us, that they come to glorify his name and not mine. So once again, I take no praises to it, but all praise is due to Allah.
Well, I do pray. And brother, this is something we do every day in this room. I'd like for you to be a part of it. We do a ritual, and we always summons our ancestors, and I want to give you a blessing. And I want to send you away with a blessing. So I'm going to bless you as we call our ancestors and send our ancestors' names across the water. Will you please be available with us today so we can send those names out and we call out those African names and our heroes and sheroes and our ancestors. And we pour libation, and I'm going to put a blessing on you so God will begin to do a special work in your life. As we stand before this area, it has been hollowed out. It has been set aside. It is the ground that we will hollow out and we will sanctify. So we pour libation here on the ground, and we pour libation to Oludulamare, the black god of the African race, Akamelwe of the world. And we say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my Yeye and my Baba. My Yeye is Yamanja. I say Obatala is my Baba. Yeye Ashe. Obatala, Ashe. I like to light a candle for my mother's spirit and say, Ashe, mother, may you find your way through the middle passage. I light a candle for my father and say, Father, please take hands with mother and come quickly to reunite the circle. I pour libations to the east. I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west and I say, Ashe. We can all say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. I like to send those ancestors' names across the river, across the lake, across the middle passage. If they're traveling through the Erie, if they're traveling through the Erie, the Red Sea, or if they're caught up in the door of no return, I call them back to reunite themselves to the circle. They may be and every one of those lost souls that were in the middle, I call them back. Check it out. The Honorable King Jules called Matthew Walker. I call back Nina Simone. I call back the name of Sweet Coretta. I call back the name of the only one and only name of Joe Louis. And if you have any names, ladies and gentlemen, call out the name of your leader. Give us some names of some of your ancestors you like to call back. Can you call them out for me?
Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Ashe.
Okay. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe.
Marcus Garvey.
The Honorable Marcus Mosaic Garvey, Ashe.
Yeah, okay. Noble Jew Ali.
Noble Jew Ali, Ashe.
Praise be to Allah. And those that are living, which is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, may it all be over him and the prayers be with him and Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
May all the prayers be with him. Yes, yes. Now may the meditation of my heart and may the words of my mouth be acceptable. Guide us on the right path. Not on the path of those that have gone astray, Allah. Guide us and protect us and reunite us with our black brothers and sisters, our Christians and our Jews and our Gentiles. Reunite us together as we come together as a people. The African is the only question, whether or not we're African. And that is why we hope that we're African. And the question today is, that we are Gentile, Jews, Christian, and Islamic, and the nation. We call all of our black brothers together and say self-reliance, self-reliance. And we also say do for self, because as you pull your dollars together and recirculate them in the community, let that dollar holler more than one time in our black community so that we can take control of our finances and begin to develop our gardens and develop our families and get our households in order and not have to have them going off into some system here now. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done and what you're going to do, and we bless you. Now, Father, we bless Brother Tate